So just a note to my diary really. Since the last time I did a boo, which was a little while, well, 36 hours ago, maybe more, 48 hours ago, it didn't upload, but I think it's uploading now, which was about 2 weeks into a sort of like what I'd now call a mild depression. What have I done since then? Well, generally, just to note that I actually am coming out of it for sure. Woken up again today feeling okay, not too bad. Not full of vim or anything, but, you know, nothing like I've been. Yesterday was a lot better. I'd spoken to my co-founder the day before, and that did me loads of good, just a good chat with him. I constantly torture myself over the pulling out of the talks over funding because of a fear of corporatisation of Love Fresh before we'd even got started. And that was probably just naive, and I may live to regret that, but, you know, you've got to kind of go with your gut instincts, I think. Someone pointed out to me I'd had IBS for 8 years before my breakdowns, and the psychiatrists later revealed that was almost entirely, certainly, down to the stress that I was feeling. So, you know, that's a gut feeling. If ever I knew one, that was very, very debilitating for a long period of time. Kept me in the house. Caused me to crap myself on buses, that kind of thing. Developed agoraphobia as a result. And, so gut feelings. I should know by now. You've got to trust them. So I'm just trusting it. And, spoken to Jeff, spoken to the team a fair bit. And that we're really getting there. We are sending the app to the iPhone store and releasing the beta either today or tomorrow. And then we're soft launching, really. We're not going to make a massive song and dance because we need data before we impress people. So we're just going to be putting the app out there and appealing to everyone who loves fresh local food to get finding it for us. Telling each other about it and building the service into something that's social and useful. Matt's been doing loads of work on the design of the web interface and stuff, and it's looking great. Dave's been working hard getting Twitter and Facebook and the Ruby on Rails code in order. James's been styling. So it's really great, you know, the team's all working at the minute. And we're about to see what people think of Love Fresh, pretty much. Beta testers will get a couple of weeks, 3 weeks probably, by the time Apple accept. And we release to preview the app. But we'd like to have it on the shelves before the end of January, just because, you know, initially we thought end of December would have been our latest for getting it into the store. And our concerns over privacy and security and getting all of our protocols in place so that your data is safe was of paramount importance, really. So we've been making sure that side of it's all rock solid, anonymity if you choose, that kind of thing. I've gone off into a rant about Love Fresh, and really what I wanted to report was good news. My fear that my depression was just the start and I was going to sink and sink seems to have been unfounded. Positive. I'm fighting it. I'm being kind to myself, all the things I've been told to do. And it seems that with plenty of fresh air, walking poppy, a little bit of socialising, getting on Vent. Oh, we've got a Vent server where we can chat with our game community. And chatting to some old friends there, playing a few games, seeing my wife, eating some food, generally trying to get a rhythm back in the day, has paid off, and I can fight depression, it seems, which I kind of know, but every time it creeps up on me, I start to worry. That's it. Note to diary over. Again, slipped into Love Fresh, but why wouldn't I think about it 24 hours a day? Signing off.